starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Something. Thank you, Lassie. You're a real gentleman.
How can a she-dog be a gentleman?
You're very nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, shucks. It was nothing.
Nice to meet a boy who's nice.
Morning, Belle. Come on, let's get going.
Oh, come on, we'll be late.
Ha ha!
I'll bet some person I know couldn't do as well.
Yeah.
Some persons are always trying to show off. I hate that, don't you?
Yeah.
Porky!
What's the big idea?
Give her stuff. We gotta go down to the lake.
What for?
To see if the raft's okay for Saturday.
My mother baked a big chocolate layer cake. You can have some when we get to my house.
If the raft's not okay, we gotta fix it.
With chocolate cream icing.
Or else we can't sail across the lake Saturday.
And chopped walnuts.
She can carry her own books home.
If a person would rather look at a raft with another person than eat chocolate layer cake with me.
What'd you do that for? Because you're acting like a dope. Now give her her books and let's go.
Swelling's down, but we can't do much about the color. Anytime you want to tell me who you were fighting with, you can.
It was Porky.
Porky?
What about?
I can't tell you that.
Who got the worst of it?
I don't know.
Swelling's gone down, but there's no help in the color. Are you ready to tell me who you were fighting with?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Jeff.
Jeff Miller? What about?
I can't tell you that.
Who got the worst of it?
I don't know.
I can understand you're getting into a fight with almost any other boy, but Porky's your best friend.
Was.
It couldn't have been anything so terribly important.
Was.
If you're going to sit there saying was, we'll never get to the bottom of this. Was the fight your fault?
Wasn't.
Don't look at me. You won't tell me either.
Jeff, you're acting like a five-year-old child about this. And nobody's blaming you for getting into a fight, but... Here, I'll get it. Now hold this. Hello? Oh, yes, Bertie. Jeff won't tell me either.
Just wait till his father sees him with that black eye. He'll tell what started it if he knows what's good for him.
Well, I'm less concerned about what started it than I am about getting it patched up. Is Sylvester there?
He certainly is. And he's not moving from this house.
Put him on the phone, will you, Bertie? Jeff, come in. I want you to talk to Porky.
Oh, Mom, please.
Go ahead. Here, I'll hold this.
Oh, Mom, please.
Come along now.
Hello? Hello?
Well, say something.
Say something.
What'll I say?
Ask him why he's mad at you.
I know why.
Then tell him you want to make up.
Well?
He's not saying nothing.
Well, then you say something.
Hello? You want to make up?
No.
Okay.
Ice cream on a hot day like this.
Eyes looking good. A couple of days, you won't know you had it. How come you got nothing better to do on Saturday than play mumbly peg?
Jeff, would you come in a minute? I'm making your picnic lunch. Would you like some...
What picnic?
Well, you told me... A week ago that you and Porky were going to sail your raft across the lake and have a picnic today on the island.
You know we're not.
Do you mean you two still haven't patched things up?
You know we haven't.
Why not?
Because Porky doesn't want to. Because he likes Diane.
Oh, honey, that's silly. He can like Diane and still be friends with you.
He's with her all the time. She gives him chocolate cake and ice cream.
You know what they say. The way to a man's heart through his stomach. No picnic.
Well, me and Lassie will go alone.
All right. That means two sandwiches, one apple, some cookies, and a bone. Are you sure that you won't call Porky up and try again?
No.
I bet he's sitting at home now thinking about calling you.
Let him think.
Okay. What'll it be, peanut butter or chicken?
Peanut butter.
Are you sure it'll hold us, Porky?
Sure.
Look who's coming.
Where do you think you're going? Across the lake.
We're going on a picnic if it's any of your business.
You bet it's my business, because I'm going on a picnic with Lassie. And that happens to be my raft.
It is not. I helped build it.
Well, it's half mine.
So all right, so it's half yours.
Some people can be so selfish.
Oh, come on, let him have his half. We'll stay on my half. Come on, Diane.
Can she swim?
She can swim better than you can.
How do you know?
She told me.
And anyway, what's it to you?
You can't go out on the lake unless you can swim. It's a rule.
Who made the rule?
My mom and Porky's mom. And Porky can't go out on the lake without me, on account of he can float, but he can't swim good.
Is that true, Porky?
Well, you know it's true.
Well, I can float from here to China.
Floating's not swimming.
Maybe we better have our picnic in the woods somewhere, Porky.
Why?
Well, a certain person seems to be trying to spoil things.
Oh, come on. Don't pay any attention to him.
You just sit there till I get the paddles.
They're right over there.
You want one?
Thanks. Get on, Lassie. No, Lassie. On the other side.
I don't mind her over here. She's nice.
Well, I do.
Who's gonna shove off?
I guess you.
Why do some people have to be so mean?
You gotta help me, Jeff.
Sit down.
People like boys who are strong, but I like boys who are nice.
Well, your mom sure is a good cook.
When you're through with that, there's baked ham and cucumber pickles. And I think my mother put in some of those chocolate marshmallow cookies you like.
How about doing some paddling?
I don't like sandwiches for picnics. Do you, Porky? They're so dry. You don't like dry sandwiches either. Do you, Lassie dear? How would you like a nice piece of turkey?
Don't give her any turkey bones.
I'm not giving her bones. I'm giving her meat.
She's not supposed to be on our side anyway. So whatever you give her is all right.
Lassie, come back here.
You can stay as far as we're concerned, Lassie dear.
I said come back here.
I think it's terrible that some persons even treat dumb animals mean. Don't you, Porky? I can't stand to see dumb animals treated like that. So I'm going to give that animal a nice piece of baked ham.
If you get tired, just blow.
Help!
Maggie said she could swim. She told me she could. What are you crying about? First she tips the raft, and then she almost drowns. Now she's crying. Cut it out now. Cut it out! Are you okay, Porky? Yeah. Thanks for sending Lassie out to help me. Good girl. Why'd you tell Porky you could swim when you can't?
Because I didn't want him to think I was a sissy.
Not being able to swim doesn't make you a sissy. It just means you never learned. If Jeff hadn't been there, you would have drowned.
I know.
Stop crying. It's all over now.
You hate me. Both of you hate me.
No, we don't. We don't hate you at all. The only thing is, you can't fool about things like swimming. I know I can't swim good, and I say so. But Jeff's teaching me.
You won't teach me.
Sure I will.
You will? Gee, thanks. You're nice.
There's only one thing. Jeff and me are pals, and we don't want any girls hanging around sometimes. Right, Jeff?
Right.
I promise I'll only come around when you want me to.
Okay. Boy, I just get sick when I think of all that good food way out there on the lake.
That's all right, Porky. We can have a picnic lunch in my backyard next Saturday. My mother will make more turkey and ham and chocolate marshmallow cookies and lemonade.
What do you say, Jeff? Well, what are we waiting for? Boy, this is super. I never ate so much turkey in my whole life.
Jeff, will you really teach me how to swim? Or were you just saying that?
Sure, I'll teach you. He's teaching me.
I didn't ask you, Porky. I asked Jeff. It's supposed to be good manners not to interrupt two people when they're having a conversation. Would you, Jeff?
Well, sure, if you really want to learn.
I do. I really do, Jeff. Would you like some more lemonade?
Thanks. How about me?
Help yourself. Can we start tomorrow, Jeff?
Well, tomorrow's Sunday. That means we got to go to Sunday school in the morning. Maybe in the afternoon.
Now look what you did.
Well, I couldn't help it. The glass tipped over.
It wouldn't have tipped over if you'd held it.
How could I hold it? I only have two hands.
You could have put the turkey leg down for a minute. Nobody's going to steal it. And anyway, you've had four glasses of lemonade. Isn't that enough?
Jeff had as much as me.
Jeff can have all the lemonade he wants. He's a hero. He saved my life. Heroes can have anything they want.
Boy.
Don't be rude, Porky. If you're going to be rude, you'd better leave.
Okay. Come on, Jeff.
Jeff doesn't have to leave. He's a perfect little gentleman.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, he is.
Jeff's a perfect little gentleman.
Cut it out, Porky.
He's a perfect little gentleman.
I said cut it out.
Lassie, did you know that Jeff was a perfect little gentleman?
Stop it, Porky.
You stay out of this.
You pushed me. You pushed me.
Hey, wait.
I hate you. I hate both of you.
And listen, you cut that out. You can't hit my
friend. Can't hit my friend.
Hey, let's get out of here.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, how about making a pack?
About what?
About girls. They're nothing but trouble, Jeff.
Okay, Shay.
Jeff, Porky. I'm sorry about what happened. Won't you please come back and finish the picnic with me? You left most of your turkey leg, Porky. And there's the chocolate marshmallow cookies. And lots more lemonade.
What do you say, Jeff?
What about the pack?
We could start a little later, couldn't we?
Well. Okay.